It's always such a kick to introduce the Gilbert and Sullivan Company of El Paso guests because I have with me Artistic Director Stephanie Conwell, along with Nanki Poo, who is son of the Emperor of Japan and the woman with whom he is desperately in love, Yum Yum, also known as Nathaniel Matkin and Stephanie Lozano. Welcome to the three of you. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, the Gilbert and Sullivan bunch is always a delight. You are here to talk about the Mikado or the town of Titipu.
Right.
Why the double names?
I don't know why Gilbert did that, but almost all of them are double named. And I personally find them interesting, so I always make sure we include them whenever we're...
I'm glad you do, because it just... It tells me as a potential audience member, it gives me a hint about the silliness involved, but also that there must be more to it, that they came up with a dual title that is somehow incomprehensible.
Until you see the show anyway.
Exactly, exactly. Tell me about your role as Yum Yum, Stephanie.
Well, I'm the ward of the Lord High Executioner, Coco, and... I don't really like him because he's old. and I'm young and I want to be in love with a young man. Mm-hmm. So whenever Nanki Poo comes, I'm just like, oh, Nanki Poo. And then Coco, like, go away. So she's really fun to play around with. And she's ditzy at times. She can be like have those blonde moments.
And watch it, baby.
Never
I was that once. Under this gray, there's some blonde.
Oh, sorry.
And Yum Yum is also devious sometimes, so were you devious too?
All righty then.
Yeah, she's really fun to play, and I love just being somebody else and acting really silly and being with my other coworkers.
Now, tell me about your role as Nanki Poo.
Nanki Poo, being the son of the Mikado, you know. He wanders into town, and he falls in love at first sight with Yum Yum. But back home, he makes this very dumb mistake. I don't know why. In this town, it's illegal to flirt with other women. And so he kind of gets this older woman to fall in love with him without him realizing it, because he's kind of just, you know, a really nice guy. Mm-hmm. And so she gets really confused, and she wants to marry him right away.
Oh, my.
And
what's the name of the older woman?
Oh, her name is Katashaw.
Katashaw, all right.
Yes. Having made this huge mistake and realizing that, for one, he can't back out of the marriage.
Oops.
And he can't just say he was just flirting, because either way, he's in big trouble. So he runs away to this town of Titipu, and he takes a disguise. He joins a band, and he disguises himself as a second trombone player.
All right.
And that's when he meets Yum Yum.
Now, this doesn't sound like, you know, a great comment on the political state of the planet. However, what are the underpinnings of this particular production?
Somebody asked me that the other day and said, whittle it down to three words. And I was like,
oh, gee, you can have more than three. Okay.
but really what I came up with is, this is the silliness of bloodthirstiness. Because the Mikado talks about how bloodthirsty he is and he wants the punishment to fit the crime. But the crimes are things like if you're playing billiards and you're cheating, then he wants to give you crooked pool cues and elliptical billiard balls, you know, so he's
now that's cruel.
Yeah, you know, but his punishment and his crimes, although the only crime punishable by death in Japan at this time is flirting. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting juxtaposition of things that are punishable by death and things that are only punishable by elliptical billiard balls. So.
When we start to, you overlay that on any point in human history, and we still have people trying to figure out how to punish certain situations. Lest I forget, when and where can we see the Mikado?
We will be in Las Cruces at the Black Box Theater July 19th and 20th. That's a Saturday and Sunday.
Next Saturday and Sunday,
right.
Okay.
And the performances are at 2:30 and 7:30 p.m. on the 19th and 2:30 p.m. on the 20th.
Okay.
Then we come back to El Paso.
Let me interject here. The Black Box Theater, that's in the downtown mall in Las Cruces.
Right.
Okay.
And then we come back to El Paso July 25th and 26th. That's Friday and Saturday, both at 7, and then August 1st and 2nd, also at 7, also at the Chamizal National Memorial Theater.
And both of those are very nice venues, very comfortable. What are your ticket prices?
At the Black Box Theater, they are $10 and $12. You must make arrangements through them. Our ticket prices here in El Paso are $8 and $10 in advance and mm-hmm. $10 and $12 at the door.
Okay, very, very reasonable prices. Now, you do have a good website, gandselpaso.org, and people can call 584-9319. You're also on Facebook, so they can track you down. Lots of ways to get those tickets in advance.
And then the Black Box Theater phone number is 575-523-1223. You can call them for reservations and tickets.
And I would strongly suspect that if you didn't catch the phone number, you can just go to Black Box Theater, Google it, and it'll come up in Las Cruces. I want to thank my guests today, Artistic Director of the Gilbert and Sullivan Company of El Paso, Stephanie Conwell, along with two young actors, Stephanie Lozano, whose role is Yum Yum, and Nathaniel Matkin, who plays Nanki Poo and has to put up with being called Nathaniel Poo, apparently, at this point in time. So I thank all three of you for coming in today. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much.